Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Happy 2011, everyone. It's 3 o'clock. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy WIGO 1570 AM The Light. It is a white, snowy, wintry day here in Atlanta today, 12/27/2010. I hope everyone enjoyed their Christmas holiday with family and friends and now getting ready for the new year. I would like to send a special thanks to everyone that helped us here at BGE Radio by donating to our Salvation Army Croc Center Red Kettle for families in need this holiday season. And I have great news to tell you all that the kettle will remain on the website for continued donations to the Croc Center throughout the new year. So visit buildgrowandenjoy.com, click on the kettle, and donate as little as $5. I would like to also inform everyone that we are rapidly receiving business plans for our campaign that we have coming up in January, From the Hustle to the Boardroom. It is set to launch in January, so continue to submit your plans as they are in review. We are taking them early due to the response, and you can do that by emailing Josue Andino, who is the advertising director for the campaign, and he can be emailed at josue.andino@buildgrowandenjoy.com. New Year's is less than 5 days away, and to help you guys out with your financial resolutions, sharing with you guys today, I have small business consultant and retired corporate business and labor attorney, Reverend Sandy English, to discuss financial freedom is for everyone. Hello, Reverend Sandy.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. I'd first like to say it's a pleasure to have you join us today, and thank you for coming on the show. I think that what you have to share today is going to be very valuable to all the listeners.
Well, I'm certainly excited about being here, and I'm looking forward to sharing.
Sandy is also a retired real estate and mortgage broker, small business owner for more than 40 years. He's also ordained as a minister for, he's been ordained as a minister for the past 6.5 years. Presently, he works exclusively with small businesses ranging from startup businesses to those that have been in business for more than 25 years. He can help your small business to secure leads. He can also help you to generate clients, customers. There are numerous business areas that Reverend Sandy English can help you with your small business needs, and ranging from capital to risk assessment. As always, Reverend Sandy English contact information can be found on buildgrowandenjoy.com in our featured guest tab. We are going to take just a quick break before we get into speaking with Reverend Sandy. He has a lot to share, so I'm going to take the break kind of early because I have some questions coming in already, so that way I can go ahead and sort them out and get the questions to Reverend English. But he will be speaking about financial freedom is for everyone today. You can join us in chat. He's also in chat on buildgrowandenjoy.com. The lines are open, 347-215-8709, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
Hi, I'm Stacy Mitchell at Self Support Inc. We help establish better relationships by making professional cold calls for your sales and marketing efforts. For more information, contact me, Stacy Mitchell, Self Support Inc., 770-814-8085.
Each one of us has our own sky map, which is determined by your date, place, and time of birth. your own sky map or chart will tell a trained astrologer all about your life. I'm Toni Thomas, your astrology source. My number is 770-587-1910. Or you can go to my website at www.astrology-source.com.
Hello, I'm Kynette Reed, owner of Kynette Reed & Associates. We provide organizations such as yours a source for experienced and need-specific outsourced training to improve employee performance, productivity, and engagement. For information on the ways in which we can supplement your organization's current training offerings, contact me, Kynette Reed, at 678-344-6373 or visit our website at www.kynettereed.com.
We're back, and today we have Reverend Sandy English, small business consultant and retired corporate attorney, discussing financial freedom is for everyone. As I mentioned before the break, the chat lines are open on buildgrowandenjoy.com, as in the calling line, 347-215-8709. Thank you once again, Reverend Sandy, for joining us. Thank you again.
Okay.
So Reverend Sandy, tell us, what is financial freedom?
Well, basically, my basic definition is that having enough money to do what you want to do, when you want to do it, with whom you want to do it. It's as simple as that.
Okay. So can you just tell us, is financial freedom being rich, wealthy, or millionaire? Is it defined in a certain way? How would you explain that to everyone?
Well, you know, you could be wealthy, you could be rich, you could be a millionaire, but that's not essential. I mean, as I said, you want to have a passive stream of income that will allow you to meet your desired lifestyle. So that the amount you need is different for everyone. But you don't have to be rich or wealthy to have financial freedom. You want to be debt-free, and you want to be able to have enough money to do what you want to do when you want to do it. That varies for everyone.
Now, you said passive income streams. What is that?
Well, that's income coming in, and you don't have to work physically for it every day. That's the type of income that comes from interest on investments. That's the type of income that comes from royalty income, residual income, income from a business where you're not there every day working the business, dividends, rental property income. It's income that you derive without physically working every day.
Now, I know that some people are, a lot of people are out there saying, yeah, financial freedom. Would there be a better term that people can associate financial freedom with?
Well, I think it's being debt-free. So you're in a position to pay cash for whatever you want to purchase. And being able to do what you'd like to do. If you want to sit on the beach in Tahiti all year round and money is coming in or being deposited in your bank account, that's financial freedom. If you want to travel around the world helping people and not have to worry about where the money's going to come from to pay your bills and pay for your trip, that's financial freedom. If you want to have sufficient money to give just money to your church or whatever charities you support, that's financial freedom. So you really have to define it for yourself. But I think, as I said at the outset, it's having enough money to do whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it, with whom you choose to do it with. That's the best definition I can give for financial freedom. But for one family, it may be $15,000 a month. For another family, it may be $50,000 a month. For some people, it may be $5,000 a month. But it's money coming in. You have no debts to pay. Whatever obligations you have, you can meet those obligations and have money left over. That's my definition of financial freedom.
Now, in these times, you know, a lot of people don't have the resources just to get started. So how would they start in the direction of becoming financially free?
Okay. Everyone has to start where he or she is at this time. And so, again, getting started is different for everyone. You need to research. Well, first of all, you need to make a decision as to what you want to do. What's your definition of financial freedom? And once you determine that, you say to yourself, how much money do I need in order to be able to do these things? And then I have to determine how soon do I want to be in a position to do this and how I'm going to go about getting the money to do it. Okay. There are programs where you can actually start putting aside some money today. It could be as little as 10 cents, and you start building. Every day you put something in what I call your financial freedom account, okay? And then at some point you take that money out of the account and you put it into a CD or some type of investment so that you can draw interest on it, and you keep building from that. And there are schemes where you can take a penny, start with a penny, and double the amount every day. So day one, it's one penny. Day two, it's two pennies. Day three, it's four pennies. Day five, it's eight pennies. Day six, it's 16 pennies. And just in 31 days, by doubling the amount of the day before, you can have over $10 million. That's one concept. Another concept is you can simply invest as much as $84 a month and put that in some type of savings account or investment account at a certain rate of interest, let's say 12%, and let it compound. You don't take it out. You let it sit there for 15 or 20 or 30 years. At the end of that period of time, you're going to have a certain amount of money. So if you're 18 years old and you can accumulate, let's say, $1 million in 20 years and you're 18, so when you get to be 38, you've got $1 million that's sitting there for you, okay? So, again, it depends on what you want to do, how soon you want to get there, but there are programs you can start. Now, there are also wealth-building books. You need to become a student of wealth. I mean, there are a whole host of books that I can refer you to that will help you get started. There are also some wealth-building programs where they teach you and hold you by the hand step by step to help you reach whatever level you want to reach. So there is no excuse for someone not taking this challenge on, because you can start from nothing and build massive income.
So how does your business tie into this theory of the financial freedom, abundance, and prosperity? How do you assist if someone comes to you saying, hey, you know, Reverend English, I have so-and-so amount of dollars. How can I create wealth and create a legacy? How would you assist them?
Okay. There are a couple of things that you'd have to do. And the first thing is you want to decide on what method do you want to employ, because there are several ways of doing this, okay? And let me just give you some idea of different ways to do this, all right? Well, one way is the business. And the idea, see, most people have businesses that just pay them enough money to meet their obligations. That's the wrong reason for having a business. You want to have a business that's going to ultimately set you free. You want to have that business so that you will maintain that business and operate that business for a certain period of time, and then hopefully put it on the market and sell it and make millions. Or you want to build that business so that at some point down the road you can literally walk away from the business. You still own the business, but the business will pay you month after month after month without you having to be there. There are also, for example, another good way is the multi-level marketing concept. There are programs where you can start in a multi-level marketing program and begin to create residual income as within the first 5 years and then convert that to passive income. I happen to be involved in a program called Prepaid Legal Services, and that's what that program is designed to do. If you work that program in a period of 3 to 5 years, you can begin to develop some residual income, which means that you sell a product or service one time, and as long as that particular person is utilizing that service, you continue to get paid year after year after year. That eventually can be converted into passive income, and you can pass that income on to your heirs if you choose to. So those are some ways that I would recommend to a person who's basically starting with little or nothing, starting a business, get into a multi-level marketing program. Those are a couple of ways to do that. Begin investing in income property. Begin buying stocks and bonds. Some programs are more risky than others, but there are programs out there, and there are also books to read and courses you can take that will sort of guide you through the process so that you will not make investments that you ultimately will fail.
And this is all what, you know, the listening audience can come to you and you can assist them in doing this.
Well, I can give them direction, absolutely. I mean, it's all about what do I do? And I have a game plan that I can take them from A to Z. This is what you need to do. Now, keep in mind that there are four or five things that must come into effect if you're going to do some wealth building or you're going to create what I call financial freedom. First of all, you've got to come up with a plan. And then you've got to put some time in that. You've got to contribute some resources to that. Now, resources does not necessarily mean thousands of dollars, but some resources. As I said, you may be able to start with just 10 cents or a couple hundred dollars. You've got to be teachable. You've got to be patient. You've got to take some action, and there has to be discipline. I mean, no program is going to work for you unless you're willing to invest time, resources, being willing to be teachable, be patient, take some action, and being disciplined. If you do that, then you're on your way to financial freedom. As I said, financial freedom is different for everyone. For example, there's a program that I'm aware of that you can become financially free in a period of up to 3 years. Other programs, it take up to 5 years. Other programs will take up to 10 or 15 or 20 years. So it depends upon what your goal is and how soon you want to get to that quote-unquote financial freedom plateau, what you have to do and how much you have to invest to get there.
I'm a firm believer on mindset. You know, I've been in the business, you know, the financial industry business with a strong banking and insurance background, and, you know, I see this day in and day out of the mindset of people, how they handle their finances, you know, daily, monthly, annually. Tell the listening audience how important it is to change your mindset when you are wanting to be financially free and how that's the foundation of it all.
Well, let me start by giving you a couple of examples of what can happen if you don't have the right mindset. Then I'll talk about mindset. If you were to track someone who won a lot of money, let's say $1 million or more dollars from the lottery, and you track that person, let's say 3 years to say 10 years from the time they won the lottery, I will guarantee you that a high percent, I'm talking about 95% of those people will be back where they started from, and they won't have the money they want, because getting the money is the first step in the process. You've got to change your mindset. If you don't change your mindset, then eventually you're going to gravitate back to where you were or to where your mindset is. That's one example. The other example is there is an alarming statistic that says that 78% of all NBA basketball players declare bankruptcy. 78%. Why? They make the big money, but they don't change their mindset. Ultimately, it's squandered, it's lost, and they haven't filed bankruptcy. So mindset is very important, because what is on the inside is what manifests on the outside. If you have the mindset of a pauper inside of you, it's eventually going to manifest on the outside of you, okay? And so you need to begin to start with affirmations and sayings and reading books and going to seminars and all those kinds of things to eventually change your mindset. And there may be, when it comes to money, there may be something within you, in what I call your DNA, that you may not be aware of, something that occurred while you were a child, the way your parents handled money and the way they dealt with money, and that could be impacting you. So it's sort of like if you had a large bucket of water and the water was soil, it was all dirty, okay, and you wanted to displace that with clean water, you'd have to take the hose and start squirting water in there, and over time, all the dirty water would be displaced and clean water would be there. Well, the same thing with mindset. You need to figure out what is it in you that may be impeding your wealth building, and then you need to get to those things at the roots and uproot them and get them out of your system and then replace them with something more positive. That's the process of mindsetting. Taking things there that you don't like or will not help you build wealth and uprooting them and replacing them with something different. And another way of saying that, it's habits. We have bad habits. You need to replace those bad habits with good habits. Okay?
Good advice. Great advice. Now we all know that, you know, there's belief, you know, spiritually. What is the basis of your belief that financial freedom is for everyone?
Well, you know, I start off from the premise that if you read the Bible or if you're familiar with the Bible, God tells us a lot of things that would indicate that we're meant to be people of wealth, okay? And the first one, let me just find my notes here. The first thing that I would say is that God said he gave us life, and he gave it to us more abundantly. God wants us to be abundant. God has instilled the kingdom of God within us, and the kingdom is infinite supply, and everyone has infinite supply within him. Or with him, her. God also says this. He says, "Son, I am with you always, and all that I have is thine." So everything that God has, he's already given it to us. It was instilled in us when he instilled the kingdom within us. Another thing is this. The Father and I are one. All that the Father has is mine, and the ground on which I stand is holy ground. Here again, everything that God has, he has given it to us. As children of God, you are an heir of God. And as an heir, you have been given a divine inheritance, and everyone was given that inheritance, and it's infinite riches and wealth given us by God. God is not a respecter of persons, and therefore he has given this to every person in the universe, no exceptions. It's within us, and you have to activate it.
Very, very nice. Now, I also see that you have something called the slight edge theory. What exactly is that?
Okay, the slight edge theory comes from a book written by Jeff Olson, and the book is titled Slight Edge. And what Jeff says in the book is that you can change anything about yourself by doing just a little bit at it every day. The slight edge every day, just a little bit. Well, what does that mean? Well, if you're overweight and you want to lose some weight, you don't lose the weight by, let's say you're 50 pounds overweight, by losing all 50 pounds overnight, but you lose a little bit every day. Do something every day to lose a little bit of weight. The same thing comes when it applies to amassing wealth. You do just a little bit every day. And over time, you will amass wealth. Now, here's the problem. The theories that will allow you to amass wealth are very basic and very simple. And you don't see the results overnight. So you could do it or you could not do it. You're not going to see the difference one way or the other in a week or a month or maybe not even a year. But if you keep on a course, a positive course, over time you will see the result. That would be the concept of compound interest. Compound interest is really a slight-edge concept. What it says is you start off with a small amount of money, and I used earlier the example of $84 a month, which is not very much to save. But if you put that into an account at a certain rate of interest, let's say 12% interest, and allow it to compound itself over a period of 20 years, you just forget about it. All of a sudden, you got over $1 million sitting there, and it came about with just a little bit at a time, the slight edge. So the slight edge says you can change your life in a positive way by doing a little bit every day, or you can hurt yourself by doing a little something every day. Here's the difference. Let's say one guy eats a salad every day, a green salad every day. The other guy eats a Big Mac every day. Now, you're not going to see a big difference in the person eating the salad over a month, over 6 months, maybe over a year. You're not going to see the difference with that guy eating a Big Mac every day. But down the road, it may be 3, 5, 10 years, that person who's been eating the salad is going to be healthy. The person who's eating the Big Mac may have a heart attack and die because he's just too much cholesterol. A little bit every day on the upside or the downside can make a significant difference in your life.
Right. Teachable, patience, action, and discipline. So, Reverend English, how would the listening audience contact you? Of course, I have it on the site, but, you know, so they can hear from you. What's the best way of them contacting you to further get more information about what you have to offer to them?
Okay, my phone number is 678-851-7352. Again, 678-851-7352. Or they can reach me via my email. That is my name, Sandy English. That's SandyEnglish, 918@gmail.com. SandyEnglish918@gmail.com.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing with us your financial freedom information today, Reverend English. It was an honor and pleasure to have you on the show today. I wish you and yours a very, very prosperous New Year's. Like I said, everyone, if you would like to contact Reverend Sandy English, you can come to buildgrowandenjoy.com, featured guest tab. And if you would like to chat with us, including the Reverend English, you can join us right now on the website after this show. So tune in on Wednesday. I have a special, special guest for you guys. We're out of time today. Just keep submitting your business plans for the Hustle to the, from the Hustle to the Boardroom campaign. We will be back here Wednesday, 12:29, same time, same place, where we will be talking with Judge and Attorney Kalise Yvette Greer. Judge Greer will be educating everyone about our financial foundation and the importance of foundations within our family and youth. So enjoy the snow, everyone, and thank you for tuning in here on buildgrowandenjoy.com, WIGO 1570 AM, The Light.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.